Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Well, the Cardinal season is nearly here. Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com as we come to you from the Lou Fews Automotive Studios. Coming up in June 25th through the 28th, it is the Cooperstown Fantasy Camp. And my guest is the Director of Alumni Relations for the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's Joe Pfeiffer. So we'll talk about what that camp is all about. I know some of you have seen on the Twitter feed and Facebook and Instagram some of the videos and pictures I posted. You might be on the fence. Should you go? Should you not? Well, we're going to tell you what it's all about. It is an experience of a lifetime. Whether or not you're a baseball fan, Cardinals fan, or just a fan of Ozzy or some of the great Hall of Famers that are a part of it, it really is a unique experience. Joe Pfeiffer is coming up.
Lou Fews, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Fews Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Fews has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fews.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fews, we are St. Louis.
One of the great things about having the chance to work with the St. Louis Cardinals is seeing all the different events that they have throughout the season and throughout the offseason. One of those is the Fantasy Camp. And if you follow me on Twitter, you saw our recent pictures and videos from Fantasy Camp and the exclusive experience that so many fans get. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to bring in Joe Pfeiffer, who runs our fantasy camp, runs our alumni, to talk about how you can get involved with this, but also what the experience is like. We're coming to you from the Lou Fews Automotive Studios on Scoops with DannyMac.com. And Joe, it's always a pleasure to visit with you.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
You bet. Tell people about a fantasy camp. So they sign up. What is it? What is a fantasy camp?
Oh, gosh. We're just coming off of it. A fantasy camp's the best experiential opportunity that the Cardinals can offer, and I'm biased, but I think we do the best one in baseball. We just came off a camp where we had 140 people come to camp, either as a camper, which a camper means you're playing in camp, you're playing in 7 games, you have your own uniforms, your own locker at Roger Dean Stadium, and we had bench coaches as well. So folks that maybe don't want to play but want to experience everything else. So imagine being Ozzie Smith's bench coach or David Eckstein's bench coach for an entire week. So it's our Disney World experience, and I think we do it better than anybody in baseball. We had 39 alumni, including 7 Cardinals Hall of Famers at this camp.
And that included Larry Walker after he gets the announcement 48 hours before that to show up at the fantasy camp. He's going to Cooperstown.
He flies in from New York and comes right to our opening banquet on Thursday night. He's amazing.
That's incredible. And you play with these guys. I mean, now some of them, age is – can't beat age. I'm figuring that out. We can't beat age. But some of these guys get in uniform and they're playing with you side by side.
They are. There's 20 of them playing side by side. So, you know, Adron Chambers' first camp from our 2011 team. Lance Berkman's first camp from our 11 team. Ozzie Smith's managing. David Eckstein's managing. Ted Simmons, who's going into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown on July 26th with Larry managing a team. So you're playing with, against Cardinals. You've got 2 Cardinals on your team down in Jupiter. You have another Cardinal managing you. So that's 30 guys right there out of our alumni base to field 10 teams. And in addition to that, you've got Bruce Sutter and Whitey Herzog and Ozzie Smith. And Ricky Horton does an amazing job as our commissioner, Dave LaPointe. You can't have a camp without Dave LaPointe and his entertainment value.
He gets booed a lot, though, I noticed.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He gets cheered quite a lot. John Costello gets booed a lot.
That's
worthy. And Scott Terry, and we don't do anything on our alumni side without Scott Terry. He is the best at what he does in the business.
You know, we have such a long history with the St. Louis Cardinals, and it would be a shame if we didn't recognize those alumni and keep them involved. And I know you've done that and really made that a big purpose of what you do.
Yeah, I think we're one of the few clubs in all of baseball that actually have a sponsorship for our alumni. So Heartland Coca-Cola 3 years ago teamed up with us to sponsor all of our alumni program and our reunions, our alumni weekend, all of our fantasy camps. And the one thing I told them, as successful as we are on an annual basis on the field, the one thing that never goes into a slump is our tradition. We have 19 NL pennants. We have 11 world championships. We have a number of Cardinals and Cooperstown Hall of Famers. That never goes into a slump. Why not align with what we do best?
You find that the alumni maybe want to do this more than the campers, don't you?
It's their big reunion every January.
Yeah.
It's hard for me. I hear from other alumni folks and fantasy camp folks around the league, it's hard to get guys to do their camp. I have the exact opposite problem. I have to say no at times and say, hey, we gotta rotate guys in, get new guys involved. And the beautiful thing is we're doing three camps in 2020, so it's going to present an opportunity for a lot of different alumni to get involved.
And it's fantasy camps at cardinals.com.
Yeah.
Fantasy camp at cardinals.com.
Fantasy camp at cardinals.com. Any information you need, you can email there.
And when you sign up, so let's go back to that. You're going to get a Cardinal uniform. You're going to be in the clubhouse where the Cardinals are getting dressed, getting ready to play, where they hang out, all those things. Take me inside what a camp is really all about.
Boy, start to finish, it's, you go into it, especially as a new camper, thinking it's about playing baseball, and that becomes just a part of it. The camaraderie, the engagement from all of our alumni. All of our alumni know if they participate in one of our camps, our main objective is that they engage our campers at a high level. So it's my job to select alumni that I know are going to do that or are willing to do that. So lifelong friendships have been built out of this with former Cardinals and new campers. Business partnerships have been built out of this relationship. So start to finish, your uniform in your locker room at Roger Dean Stadium for the Jupiter camp, two uniforms. You're going to be drafted on a roster, as Dave LaPointe and Ricky Horton always say, yes, we are going to draft you even if we don't want to draft you. And you go through a workout, and you're going to play six regular season games down in Jupiter. You're going to play a playoff game guaranteed. Our championship game, we call it our World Series. Winner and loser gets rings, just like the winner and loser of a World Series gets a ring. But the winner gets the bigger ring and the champagne celebration at the end of camp. And John Tudor's team just experienced that with Bo Hart and Woody Williams just a couple weeks ago. And our goal is to provide an authentic experience, an authentic major league experience. And I think we do that really well, especially with who we have there.
And women are a part of this too. I think that's something that we need to address. Because I think a lot of people say, well, I played baseball in high school or college. I'm not good anymore. Maybe I'll be able to do it. And they do it. But at this camp, there are men and women, and there are people that are of advanced age. I don't want to say that they're old. I just say advanced age. But all types of people are coming down to fantasy camp.
Bill Kersey is 85 years old from New Jersey. We call him Jersey Kersey. He was in our camp. John Anagnost, who's 87 years old, will be at our Cooperstown camp up at Doubleday Field in June. John actually played it on Doubleday Field in the semifinals in his high school game in the 40s and is playing at Doubleday Field again as a Cardinals fantasy camper. So our median age usually falls in right around 52 for camp. You have to be 27 or older to play in our camp. But women, we had four women at this camp, which was awesome. Most we've had in a camp, and they engaged at a high level, and it was awesome to experience that. I'm hoping down the road that we even get to a point where we have an all female opportunity with camps. The Red Sox do that really well, and maybe we'll get to that point at some point.
And these sell out, so we need to make sure that people understand they're going to sell out very, very quickly. You have just finished up the Jupiter camp, and we have a new one coming up, and I say the new one, it's the next one, Cooperstown, June 25th through the 28th. I've been to fantasy camp. I think it's amazing. But right. If I could go to Cooperstown is where I'd really love to go.
Yeah, no, we joked about that. You need to take that series
no
off
kidding.
And come to Cooperstown. It is so unique. It's the home of baseball. And to play at Doubleday Field is just so awesome. I mean, you're playing in a venue that's 100 years old where Babe Ruth has played and the greats of the games have experienced the game on that field. And you're on Main Street. The Hall of Fame's right down the street. So you have a family membership that's included for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. So we only have four teams in that camp. It's a four-team round robin. But I know during the bye time for the other two teams, I don't worry about them because they get to go hang out at the Hall of Fame, which is incredible. And Ozzie's the face of this camp. So Ozzie's on the board of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. We talked about this concept 3-4 years ago and said, we've got to do a Cardinals camp at Cooperstown. How awesome would that be? No other team in baseball is doing this. And so one of our dinner events is actually in the plaque gallery. And every camper will have an opportunity to get their photo taken with Ozzie at his plaque. That just doesn't happen. That doesn't even happen on induction weekend. That just never happens. So we provide that unique experience. You're going to play four games at Doubleday Field. There's going to be a special dinner event at the Historic Farmers Museum in Cooperstown. Not the easiest place to get to. I know that. Got to fly into Albany or Syracuse and drive over. But if you haven't experienced Cooperstown, there's not a better way other than induction weekend if one of your guys is going in, which we've got Walker and Simmons this year, which is going to be amazing in July. But this experience is really unique. Brian Jordan, who does all of our camps whenever he's available, says this is his favorite one.
I bet. What other Hall of Famers, if and other Hall of Famers will be there for this Cooperstown.
We've got
camp.
Cardinals Hall of Famers. So Ozzie's the face of it from a National Baseball Hall of Fame perspective, but we've got two Cardinal Hall of Famers in Ray Langford and Jason Isringhausen. So you'll either play with Ray or in Jason or against him in this camp.
And how about some other names that will be involved too?
The two other guys that are playing are Brian Jordan and Rick Ankiel. So you got four heavy hitters with Jordan, Ankiel, Isringhausen playing in this camp. And then your managers, somebody's going to get lucky and have Ozzie as their manager. He's one of our managers. Al Raboski, who's a club ambassador, is going to be one of our managers, along with two guys from the 82 championship team, two rookies at that time, Dave LaPointe and John Stuper, two of the funniest guys you're ever going to meet are going to be our other two managers.
Ozzie was my idol growing up, so being around him, he's never, ever disappointed.
No,
you know, sometimes
does.
You had an idol and they mm-hmm. you meet him for real and you're like, oh, man, that was not good. Ozzie is never disappointed. He has surpassed what I ever thought it would be like. Tell me what Ozzie is like at this camp. What is he personally like?
Ozzie's incredible, and I'm with you. I'm on the same page. My hero, you know, they tend to disappoint. He doesn't. And Ozzie, you know, when he started doing camps down in Jupiter, he came to me. He's like, Joe, I want to do more. I just don't want to play a Hall of Fame role and kind of rove. He's like, I want to be more engaged. So once we started putting him in the manager role, it's been awesome. And it's been amazing for campers. I have Ozzie Smith as my manager for all of these games, and I'm hanging out with him. And if you're his bench coach, you're making decisions on the bench with Ozzie Smith. And he's the best. He's so down to earth. He embraces history. Like, Cooperstown's really important to him, the fact that he's on the board of the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The Cardinals are incredibly important to him. But he engages every fan and every camper at a level where you feel like you've been his lifelong friend. It's just really unique that how he does that.
And again, the Cooperstown camp is June 25th through the 28th. So someone is listening to this. Now they're racing to a computer at fantasycamp@cardinals.com.
Right.
They sign up. What are they going to get?
They're going to get two uniforms. So if they're a new camper, you're going to get the home ivory, our alternate Saturday jersey, and our road grays. So authentic new Nike uniforms. Nike's new for this year with Major League Baseball. So our deadline is incredibly tight, tighter than we thought it would be. Actually, we need to have this camp done and registered by February 24th, which is just a few weeks away. So you're going to get your two uniforms. You're going to be drafted either by Ozzie Smith, Dave LaPointe, John Stuper, or Al Raboski in advance of camp. You're going to be playing three regular season games, and you're either going to be in the third place game or the championship game. So you're going to play for a ring. We've got two special dinner events, one at the Farmers Museum, which is our opening banquet on Thursday night. The next night is at the National Baseball Hall of Fame, a special event in the theater with Ozzie, and then the dinner event in the plaque gallery. And then we do a team dinner night out in Cooperstown. So paid by the Cardinals, all four teams will go out on their own and just build that camaraderie with their manager and their teammates in Cooperstown.
You talk about this with pride. You love this, don't
you? I love this, yeah. I mean, I love our camp business. I love our alumni. We have the best in the game. We have the most active alumni in all of Major League Baseball. Found that out with data at the winter meetings in December. Most active alumni in all of Major League Baseball.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Should be a lot of fun. So that's Cooperstown Camp, June 25th through the 28th. But get on it right now because the 24th of February
is the deadline.
You got to have it in.
We got to close it out on February 24th. Get those new Nike uniforms.
Joe, thanks. This is great.
Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.